Man, Malik better hope the feds don't mess with his game.
What, that $5,000 bet?
Well, it's more than that.
Before we get into it, let's roll the intro. So you're telling me an NBA player is betting on himself?
Yeah, it's kind of a big problem.
Wait, start at the beginning because I want to know why this is such a big deal.
Okay, first, if you play in any pro sport, you cannot gamble on the game that the sport you play in
obviously, or yourself. But so how?
It's a problem because it could be for shaving points. It's unethical. Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame for betting on himself, and he had to wait till he died to get in the Hall of Fame.
We talked about that in the last one. I remember that.
Yes.
But why are they still doing it then? For $5,000?
Because frankly, the guy's an idiot.
Gambling.
The guy was due to make $40 million for the next 3 years.
$40 million?
Yes, and he bet $5,000 on a game. And you know what, Crystal?
That's insane.
There's already a couple of clips out there. There's a viral clip with the Clippers. And I hate to say it, but this guy's dead in the water.
Is he?
Oh, it's going to get ugly. And if he, there's a clip of him covering the spread, an 8.5 spread at the end of the game when there was 5 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No, everybody knows game's over, especially in the NBA, non-playoff game. The game was done.
Yeah, usually you said 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Usually they don't do anything in five Nothing. Seconds. They just walk the onto the court. Yeah.
He gets the ball, beelines it to the basket, scores, covers the spread. At the time, nobody thought thing.
It's so obvious
but
to us.
But now, though, it's going to get bigger and bigger. There's already been two this year in the NBA.
Why would he be so messy?
Because
it's on camera.
Because you know what?
We can replay.
It's you can always blame a gambling problem, but frankly, there's a lot of idiots out there, and they'll throw away their.
Are you calling Malik an idiot?
He's a complete idiot. They're not important players like that, and they're getting all this money bet on them, and the sports books are going, "Hello, what's going on here? Why is there so much action on the third, fourth guy to make a certain amount of baskets or not make a certain amount of baskets?"
How did they catch Porter? He did an obvious thing like Malik.
Who do you think? The Vegas sportsbooks are so far ahead of the game, not like DraftKings or freaking FanDuel.
No, you can't really get one over in
the
Vegas.
The Vegas guys know and they see, they're like, wait a minute, why is there so much action on this guy? This is weird. And then that's how they get the ball rolling.
Okay.
These guys think they're smarter than the public. And in reality, it's like, buddy, you got away with it once, twice, and they do it again, you're screwed.
No, when it comes to gambling, if it ends up happening in Vegas in one form or another, you're going to get caught if you're cheating.
100%.
You're going to get caught.
The
it's
only reason I know about Malik Beasley.
Why?
He was dating when he was on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a big Laker fan. He was dating one of the players on the team's mom.
What?
Yeah. Scottie Pippen Jr.
Uh-huh.
His mom is who? Larsa Pippen.
Larsa Pippen.
Who's friends with?
Kim Kardashian. Not anymore. They don't talk anymore.
When she broke up with Scottie, a couple years back.
It's been longer than a couple, but yeah.
She thought it was smart to date.
Malik was dating Larsa?
While he was on the Lakers, while Scottie Pippen Jr. was on the Lakers. Even though he's a bench player. Come on, bro. That's crazy. So that's the only reason I know about him. So this whole FBI scandal comes around. Now, I did a little research. The guy has a problem with paying. I guess there was a company that gives bridge loans to athletes. He beat him for $650,000.
What do you mean he beat him?
He didn't pay him back. Now they're suing him for $2 million.
Oh my God, Malik, get it together. If I watch that clip and in the five seconds left of the game, when I watch this clip, I'll let you know if he's an idiot or not.
There's one where he drops the ball at the end of the game when he's on the Pistons.
Yeah.
And it's a wide open shot and he drops it at the end of the game. Pistons lose. It's over.
He dropped the ball.
Complete miss. He's wide open. Now,
interesting.
That one you can say, oh, you're nervous or whatever.
Nervous. How many games has he been in at this point?
And frankly, if you're an athlete and you're betting, if you're a pro athlete or a college athlete and you're betting on yourself or your team, you're an imbecile. You should be banned from any sport. It's a disgrace.
It is.
It's got to stop. And it's like, I keep repeating myself, but it's happened twice this year. And I'm telling you, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, once this goes through, be prepared for some major changes, because these guys are ruining massive amounts of money, future contracts. It's absolutely insane.
Oh, massive contracts. Do you want to talk about LeBron?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's sick.
Mr. LeBron, Mr. 40-year-old. How old is he? I don't know what how old he's he is. I know he's in his 40s.
He opted in to his final year of the Lakers contract, which
he said it's his final year, or they said it's his final year.
What's weird about it is that LeBron normally never has a final year. He during this time, he'll get a new one, and it's an extended.
Right.
But this time around, he opted into his final contract, which is $52 million, which is great, but it's basically giving an endpoint. So
why would you say it's giving an endpoint, though?
Because what the rumors are, which I don't believe because people don't leave LA, but they're saying LeBron wants to be traded and go on to a championship
Ooh,
team.
Ooh, does he want to be traded, or are the Lakers trying to trade him? Who would he go to? They're saying the Knicks.
They are.
The Warriors.
They are.
And who's the last team they're saying?
I think the Knicks and the Warriors are the most.
No. The Miami? Last team they're saying? Miami.
Yeah.
You think he's going to go back to Miami?
Nobody leaves Los Angeles at his age with his family who's already locked and loaded in Los Angeles. Did you see the sushi restaurant thing with him?
No.
Okay. LeBron went to a sushi restaurant a week ago. And somebody was filming their own dinner experience.
Okay.
But LeBron was sitting right next to him. So there's no camera on LeBron, but you can hear him talk. And his words are, Savannah wants me to effing retire this after this year, which is his wife.
Okay.
Now, to me, you're not going to see another LeBron in the next 20 years. The guy's a freak of nature. He's a super horse, as I like to call it. At his age, what he's done, all his accolades, most points ever. He already had two boys that are already successful that went to college. One's on the Lakers. You can't tell me he didn't miss, you know, the time, you know, the dad and son time. Now he has.
But that time is over.
But now he has two younger daughters.
Okay.
And my thought on it is that I'm pretty sure his wife's saying, hey, man, same as Tom Brady at the end. Okay, we did enough. Let's tap out.
But at this point, do you just let him play for as long as he can?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I mean, he's so close to breaking the most games played.
But that stuff, he's already got the number one, the most points. No, that's why the
he's
one.
So close. He's so close to breaking that record. He needs a season and a half?
Yeah, to beat Parrish's record. I mean, to beat Bill Russell's record.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you can. But to me, this is that Tom Brady scenario at the end with Giselle. It's like, hey, man.
But didn't they get divorced?
Because he kept going.
I don't think that's why.
Oh, it was the jiu-jitsu instructor.
With Giselle?
Yeah, she cheated on him.
I don't really know the details about
that. You don't remember that?
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. They made jokes about at the Rose. That's what happened.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
At Tom Brady's Rose, they joked about the affair?
They hammered him over
that. Or whatever?
Yeah, the jiu-jitsu instructor, while he was throwing those last years for Tampa Bay, the jiu-jitsu instructor was doing full Nelsons on Giselle.
God, full Nelsons. That's LeBron, not a jiu-jitsu.
LeBron, you did enough, bro. Come on. Just.
It's time.
It's time. It's okay. You're.
It's not time. He still has it in him. He has records to break. He has contracts. He has money to make.
It's interesting coming from a lady's perspective that you're saying keep going, even though he has a family and he has
a family to take care of.
Yeah, which don't get me wrong, the family's completely taken care of. I think that the wife, this is just my opinion, that the wife is going, hey, we want you more at home now. You've already done it all. You got the championships. You got the he's goat to all the kids from the last 15 years. That's their goat.
Yeah.
Our generation is Kobe and
Kobe.
Michael.
Yeah.
But all the kids from here on out are, it's LeBron for a while.
It is.
And that's it. It's done. That's
Do you think he has to just end on a high?
Yeah, man.
Not slowly get phased out.
You did it. He'll never get phased out. You're a legend. It's never you.
I just don't feel like as of right now,
yeah,
where he is in his career, he has this giant contract.
Yeah.
at his age, they already have like a whole situation at home. They already have a whole,
yeah,
like schedule, routine, whatever you want to call it. Now all of a sudden she's like, no, come home.
It was an interesting comment because it was not planned. It just happened to be some random person next to him, and they heard a genuine comment of, if it was what you were saying, then the wife wouldn't make a comment about it. But she did. And he told whoever he was with,
he's talking about it.
In confidence.
Yeah, so he's taking it into consideration.
Yes, which is...
What a good man. What a good husband.
LeBron has never had a scandal. People don't like him for his politics. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you really look at LeBron, he's as clean as you can be. And it's kind of like what I like to call, if you notice with great fighters, it's you have these fighters that go 50-0, 45-0, 35-0. And then that, when it's time to be done, they keep going and they lose four.
That's true. And then the legend that they were kind of gets a little tainted.
At the end, it's like,
yeah,
like Mike Tyson at the end, it was like, you see him lose and you're like, when you saw him lose to Jake Paul, it hit different. Right?
It looks different.
It looks weird. It's like.
It did. It was a pity fight. Or a pity win. A loss by Jake. A win by Tyson. Or whatever. No. Jake won. But
yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, no. It's kind of sad in a way.
It was like, let's be nice to the old man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a time to tap out. But did you see SGA's contract? Yeah, Shea Gillis for Oklahoma City Thunder, number...
OKC?
Yeah, he's got the richest contract in history.
Richest?
Extend...
you say richest.
Relax, dude. Wow.
I swear. Freaking hound dog. Like this.
Wow. Richest.
God damn it.
That's all that matters. She's like, damn what, do you play soccer?
No,
he's playing. He's the highest paid player in the league. And he got you saw his contract?
No. How much money?
$346 million contract. So basically they extended him.
For how many years?
280 for the next 4 years, basically.
How much is that a year?
$70 million a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
So all those trades the Thunder made, right? Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, right?
Yeah.
It was all worth it. It took some time. They got all those young players. They are, Crystal, they're locked and loaded. They're coming up. They just won the championship, right? All of them are coming back.
Damn.
And they're all paid. They're
all getting paid?
They might.
Not just SGA?
No, they're all getting paid. And they're all young. They love each other. SGA loves OKC. Beware. They might be the next dynasty. We'll see. But those guys are going to be tough to beat because they give an old school vibe of, they like to stick together. So I really hope you guys lose because I'm a Laker fan. Since we're talking about dynasties.
What about dynasties?
Oh, the real champs.
Real
champs. Back-to-back champs. Optic Texas. Call of Duty champs.
Call of Duty.
What we're going into esports. That? You know about it?
Oh, I know about Call of Duty.
Oh yeah?
I'm an OG Call of Duty player.
Because I really don't know much. You know, I was out there doing real sports.
Okay.
Ouch. Just kidding, guys. Mean. I envy you guys. So 350,000 viewers.
That's how many people watch people play Call of Duty?
They are doing it.
350,000. That's more than most professional sports.
Do you know how much the prize pool was? Did you hear?
No.
It was a $1.2 million prize pool, but they
won. Oh my God.
Yeah, they won 800 G's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For esports.
Esports is taking over, you know?
$800,000. That's what the winning team.
Yeah. You know what? These guys, I know I made the joke earlier. These guys got skills. Team Optic went back to back. They got this phenom, Mercules.
I've heard that name before.
Had the highest kill death ratio. Dude's insane.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I want to get a Mercules shirt. This guy is an animal. This is my new favorite athlete this year. Please, Mercules, send me some merch. Send me something. I'll shout you out every episode, bro.
Number one fan.
I am your number one fan. I can't believe I was a traditional sports player growing up. I am so impressed with this. I can't believe how many people are watching it.
Yeah, I think we need to get into esports because 350,000 views, $800,000 prize pool. Like, yes. get Yeah, we gotta get into it. We are
going to be covering all the major events. If any of you guys want to get interviewed, I'm hoping you come on the show. You guys are the future.
It is the future, yeah.
The only time, guys, that I won't, maybe you won't get an interview is if the legend Gukesh.
Gukesh! Is Gukesh in the news right now?
No, but our boy Magnus is.
Oh, here we go with Magnus.
So,
first episode, right?
Yeah, so.
First episode, we talked about chess. So brave
Magnus,
of us.
Magnus has an arch enemy. His it's name not is Gukesh. Hawk. No. Gukesh is just, he's the young gun that's legendary. You know, he's coming up. But Hans and Magnus are going to meet up this year in Las Vegas at the Freestyle Chess Championship, July 16th at the Wynn.
Oh, right? So it's coming up. It's the 16th? Coming up. Okay.
And remember, Crystal, their beef is deep.
Can we go watch them play chess?
We can't. We're going to have to. We're going to have to interview.
If the audience wants us to go watch the, let's go find Magnus and get, let's go take a picture with Magnus.
We're going to interview, first of all, the legend Hans. He sued Magnus and Hikaru for $100 million. It got dismissed because there's serious beef with these guys.
They sued each other?
Hans sued him. Magnus lost to him last year and he accused him of cheating. And in the chess world, that's like the kiss of death.
Sounds like a big baby. He lost and then he sued him and accused him of cheating. Or, well, the other way around. He accused him of cheating the other one.
Is Magnus is basically saying, and this is sick to say, this is how sick this is, I'm so much smarter than this guy. I know he's cheating.
I don't think he's saying he's smarter.
That's what he's saying.
Magnus, he's saying he's better at chess.
No, Magnus is cocky and he has the right to be. He has a super brain. And he doesn't think that at any moment Hans can beat him like that. So
does he have a super brain? He got beat by Gukesh.
But Gukesh is the super.
And apparently Hans. I think Magnus Carlsen is a sore loser.
That's a good point. Because you know what? When he lost to Gukesh, he slammed the table and went crazy.
I remember. We watched the clip afterwards. Yeah.
So this is, like I said, some 50 Cent Ja Rule beef. They hate each other.
50 Cent Ja Rule?
Yeah, these guys do not like each other.
Which one's 50 Cent?
Magnus is 50 Cent, but Hans
he's
is,
the one that's been shot.
Is, I'm from New York. You know, like, Hans is not messing around, dude. And he's got a real monotone look, Hans. He's like, he talks like Mr. Spock type stuff. Like,
well, you know what? Hopefully we see them and
we're
going to
be there. We're coming. We're going to give you guys all the info. This is crazier, honestly, than our boy Jake Paul.
Oh gosh, what about Jake Paul now?
Well, he got ranked.
Ranked?
Yeah.
In boxing. I'm guessing in boxing.
Yeah, in boxing, cruiserweight. He got ranked number 14.
Okay.
Crystal, he's fought one real fighter, that's still fighting.
Tommy Fury. Tyson. What are you talking about?
He's fought one real fighter that's still fighting, and now he's getting ranked, and now he's calling out Anthony Joshua.
I can't discredit all of the work Jake Paul has done.
No, he's doing great, but it's like, Jake, you're killing it. You're doing more than I'll ever do. But he needs to fight people that are active. He's all the people he's fighting besides Tommy Fury are not active.
Chavez I get wasn't it. Active. But we've talked about the creators and the athletes. Paul is a creator.
Yeah.
Jake Paul is a creator. What is he going to do? He's going to choose the guys who are going to get the most views, the most clicks, the highest paychecks, the highest payouts, whatever you want to call it.
He's going to get the highest payout if he fights a real fighter, he's going to get a bigger payout.
But then he's a real fighter and not a content creator. And Jake Paul, at his core, in my opinion, he's a content creator.
Yeah, but he's saying he's a real fighter, which, to be honest, I think he's ready to fight some real guys. If he loses, he loses. I mean, he's done. It's nothing against his career, but it's getting to that point where, yes, you're making the big bucks, but now it's kind of stalling. Like, nobody's impressed. He needs to fight somebody in his weight class. And of course, he calls out Anthony Joshua, somebody who's like, have you guys seen Anthony Joshua?
Isn't he in a higher weight class than
him? Yeah, heavyweight. He looks like a Greek god.
He's in heavyweight?
Yes. And it's him.
And Jake Paul wants to fight a heavyweight?
Because Jake Paul's a master promoter.
Like I said, content creator. Yeah, but he understands. He gets it.
Then it's just a show. And you know what? Down the road, he'll be the only one saying he's great. And it's fine because he's got the money and that's all that matters. But as you go on, nobody's going to sit there and go, yeah, he was a great fighter. They're always going to say, oh, he fought Tyson when he was 60. He fought Chavez when he, you know.
And like I've said before, isn't that the point of a Jake Paul?
It's weird because he's taking the sport so seriously and I know he's making the big bucks, but he needs to fight or else it's almost like wrestling.
Ooh, you're going to compare it to wrestling?
That is what it is. Now he's suing people that are going, like he's suing Pierce Morgan, all these guys saying that Jake Paul rigging. Is? Yeah, because they keep saying he's okay. rigging fights. So okay. it's getting to that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all about Jake Paul being a content creator, an influencer, whatever you want to call him. He knows how to get the clicks. He knows how to get the viewers. He knows how to make the money. But if he's going to go on this path of accusing and suing, then I have a problem.
Okay, I have a question for you. Okay? Go ahead. Clear this up for me. This came up the other day with my brother.
Okay?
I saw on TV Jake Paul's suing people for going against him, blah, 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 right? His brother, when his brother fought...
Logan.
Yeah, when his brother fought Dylan Danis... Right. Dylan Danis was famously, he lost to Logan, but he famously made fun of his wife, the girl that now Logan's married to. And he brought up that she was dating Leo DiCaprio, all these guys. She's been around, you know, she's a beautiful lady, but he really pounded it. My brother said that that's off limits. You shouldn't do that in the fight game. What I said was it's the fight game because he ended up suing Danis for that. I think when it's the fight game, there is no suing. It's bad what he said. It's horrible. But
it
then
is.
You ended in the ring.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're on the same
page. I agree with that because the first thing I thought of was McGregor.
Exactly.
Nothing's off limits with McGregor. Yes. Your wife, your kids, your livelihood, everything. Nothing.
It was an interesting thing. And then the thing happened with Jake. And I'm like, see, that's where it's going to turn again. It's like, if you want people to respect... then handle it in the ring.
Or if the viewers agree with this, is this the new generation? Are we evolving? Is boxing changing?
Boxing will never change. Boxing.
I want the audience to let me know, is boxing changing? I think it's changed.
Boxing is a poor man's sport.
Not anymore. No, not anymore. Come on.
Who?
Jake Paul is not poor.
He's not.
And he's changed the game. He's the new generation. He's evolving it.
Following.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he hasn't
things
anybody,
have changed.
He hasn't fought anybody important.
Doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? People.
He's
take,
created
people
a ripple
take...
in the boxing arena, and boxing is changing. Let's, Dana White's in it. Boxing is
that's
changing.
That's all a show. Look at the great ones.
That's
they all.
Came that's
from
all
nothing.
Sports are. It's look all at, a show.
Yeah, but
especially
the
great, boxing.
No, the great ones came from nothing. Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard,
not
Marvin
anymore.
Hagler. Thomas
you know where
Hearns.
They come what you know what it means
who,
coming from nothing
guy.
No do you know what it means coming from nothing
one
when you
guy.
Have zero followers that's
no,
what it means when you come
no,
from nothing
that's a
now
terrible way to look at it that will ruin
that's how it is now
he's brought
nobody cares if
no, they,
you came from nothing if you
they
came from
do.
The streets if you came from the trailer park they care about how many followers you have how many subscribers you have
that's what the business people care about and they ruin the sport and over time it hurts the sport.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
How much money are they now just throwing around in sports? We just talked about one of the biggest contracts in the NBA with SGA.
Different, though. This guy, you don't see any influence. Look at the influencer basketball guys. None of them made it. None of them. Julian Newman. All
okay,
those kids,
let's wait.
They have little. They have little.
I'm not
around
saying
town.
It completely changed already. I'm saying we're evolving.
Okay, so we'll see.
We'll see.
I hope, listen, Jake.
We'll see. Just if fight, anybody agrees with me, subscribe.
Just fight. Fight somebody current, bro. Fight somebody current. Now we're getting to my, to the most interesting part of my day. I know you're pissed. I know. Hey, and listen, when we talk about this.
What am I pissed about?
Oh no, Coco's pissed.
Here comes, okay, oh, Coco's no. here.
Okay, so everybody heard. Puffy, he got off on three charges. The big one, racketeering.
I don't give up about racketeering. I cared about Cassie. We all cared about Cassie.
And that was the one he got off on. He got Oof. Hit for transporting prostitutes. Oof. Transporting, that's it.
The Cassie one, getting off on Cassie.
Can I say my piece?
Go for it.
New York made a big mistake. They tried to paint Puffy as a mafia boss. That's what they hit him with a RICO. He only hit RICO. Why was the RICO?
They tried to make him like a mafia
Crystal,
boss.
Why he was the RICO made?
Why? What do you mean? Why was it made?
When it was first made, who was it made for?
What are you talking about?
When the RICO,
like the law in
yes,
general?
Who was it made for?
Tony Soprano.
Close.
Just it was joking.
Made Rudy Giuliani. They made it for John Gotti.
Oh, Gotti. That's because
he kept beating murders, and they were tired of it. He kept beating them and beating them, and the people of New York loved him.
Okay. Besides that, I don't want to get into the weeds about racketeering. I want to talk about Diddy. Listen, yes. Diddy got off of racketeering because he wasn't organized. The reason why he got off of racketeering is because he was disorganized, which is really fucking annoying because he was just too stupid. I mean, at the end of the day, like we said, Cassie was an adult.
She was an adult.
I got to say, I think we all agree that she was somewhat enjoying it up to a certain point. Obviously, the bad stuff is bad.
Listen,
you don't want to see
him beating her up at the hotel.
Of course.
There's no place for that.
That's terrible. No.
But I think that the prosecutors, they made a mistake, or I don't know if it was the media or whoever, but they kept pushing Freak Off. And when I heard that, I'm like, it's interesting that they don't say like a Harvey Weinstein, a rape.
Because the prosecutor, that is interesting. Why?
You know what I'm saying? Like Harvey Weinstein, you knew. It was like, this guy was young actresses. Mm-hmm. Pretty self-explanatory. But with Diddy, you kept hearing Freak Off. And it's like, okay, man, I get that. But you are allowed to be, there's swingers out there. There's people that do group stuff.
Right, but you can't pay somebody.
Yes, and he got hit for that.
For those, he did. He got two man acts.
Prostitutes, yes. Yeah.
But the Cassie one is the one that bothers me the most.
I think what hurt Cassie, and remember, Diddy's lawyers were the Michael Jackson lawyers. And the Young Thug lawyer who got him off the RICO. These are some, it probably cost him $15 million, this whole thing.
Diddy?
Oh, yeah. 100%. 10 to 15.
That wasn't enough.
No, I know, but it saved his life. And then the thing with Puffy.
I can't stand this trial.
But that's what happened. They pushed Freak. I'm telling you, they had text of her texting. So when the jury hears, oh, well, she was asking the Punisher to come to the house. And then when the Punisher said no, she texted another person. Then she texted Diddy. Oh, when's the next Freak Off? When's the next thing? Nothing against Cassie, but when people hear that in a big case, it's like, oh, wait a minute. What he did at the hotel, bad, but did she want to be there for the other stuff?
Yeah.
And that's what they were pushing.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake.
What's frustrating about this whole trial is I understand that when you're in trial, the jury hears the facts. They hear what the law is from the judge, and then they have to interpret the law, and then they have to apply it based on the facts in court. And what's annoying is that they don't take into consideration the mental gymnastics of the whole thing. So yes, Cassie may have enjoyed it. She may have planned it. She may have been a part of it. But the abuse part is the part that
100% that
messes with things. And you can't take that into account into a jury. Because unless it's on paper, unless you can prove it, unless you have something to show, it doesn't count.
There was a lawyer talking on TV and he basically said Diddy's probably going to get 27 months to 54 months.
That's it?
That's it.
I don't even think he's going to serve. I think he's going to walk.
We'll see.
He has time served. The maximum sentence for the Mann Act is 10 years.
Yeah.
It's two counts. So that's 20 years if they give him the maximum.
Yeah, no.
They're not going to give him the maximum.
All I know is that party first day out, they are going to be slip and slide in the oil.
There's going to be so much baby oil.
Oh, it's going to be out of control. Look, Coco even wants to go.
Coco's ready. Let's go.
Well, look, let's change the subject. What happened, happened.
What happened, happened. It was an injustice to Jane and Cassie. I'm just going to say that. That's my opinion. I believe that. I believe he should have gotten 20 plus years in prison.
Yes.
But whatever.
Listen, on a good note, our horse came in second, and we picked it last week, Sierra Leone.
We got one?
Right? Yeah.
I didn't even check.
So, yeah.
You said they were all going to be wrong, so I just went with that.
No, we won. So, listen, it's a slow sports week, right?
Yeah.
But I got one.
Okay.
This one's a future, but we're going to take Patrick Mahomes, week one of the NFL season. They're playing the Chargers.
Okay.
Over 2.5 touchdowns. So, remember this one. We're going to come back to it in a couple of months, but that's the one we're slamming week one. It's Patrick Mahomes, over 2.5 touchdowns passing. And and we're going to start the NFL season off right. And Diddy will be watching from jail.
Good Lord.
That's the end of the episode. And I'm giving my shout out this week to the new superstar who's on the new episode of Bustin' with the Boys. Skip it to 30. Shout out to Jensen.
Oh, Jensen. Hi, Jensen.
All right. Guys, subscribe. I'm Dex Lucci. And once again, the iconic Crystal Alvarado.
We'll see you next
week. Stay classy, guys.